Now, the rest of the story. The Constitution of the United States did not just happen, you know. As the guns of revolution fell silent and the smoke cleared, what remained was a lukewarm alliance of 13 states inadequately governed by a document called the Articles of Confederation. So divergent were the interests of the states, so unstable was our western frontier, that many doubted our ability to keep on keeping on. We had beaten the British, but could we survive ourselves? In 1786, states' representatives met in Annapolis, Maryland, to discuss the difficulties of interstate commerce. Nothing much was agreed upon except that another meeting would be necessary, and so in the autumn of that year, the states were invited to send delegates to Philadelphia to take into consideration the situation in the United States. And it was this congregation which Thomas Jefferson, then United States Minister to France, it was this congregation to which he would refer as an assembly of demigods, a compliment intended. The history books would call it simply the United States Constitutional Convention, for it was there and then that our Constitution was born, or was it really? Although James Madison is widely recognized as the father of the Constitution, and James Madison was in fact its principal architect, let this day forth each of us remember that he was a student of world governments. He was admittedly influenced by other systems of social order, and that brings us to an already established constitution. Until we came along, it was a one-of-a-kind republic on this planet. It was a confederacy of democratic sovereign states, which voluntarily had delegated certain broad prerogatives of sovereignty to a federal government, and those prerogatives were defined and limited by a constitution. No, we were not the first. Ben Franklin, in fact, was particularly impressed by the document I'm describing for you. He admired those who had created it, and once upon a time he wrote, in effect, that if they could do so, we could do so. Franklin had been studying their form of government for decades. They had a three-chambered parliament, which bears such a striking resemblance to our Senate and House of Representatives and Supreme Court. Among the modern concepts of democratic rule established by this other republic are wide representative election, senatorial plurality, absence of hereditary sovereigns, and of course the basic freedoms, and notably unilateral freedom of religion. Tom Jefferson was another admirer of the system, of that equitable, ingenious constitution. Many scholars have suggested that this other republic was the intellectual progenitor of the United States of America, that this other constitution, the one which provided a confederacy of democratic sovereign states, which voluntarily delegated certain broad prerogatives to a federal government, defined and limited, that this other constitution was a pattern for ours. For you see, the remarkably similar republic to which I refer predated ours by 300 years. It was the League of Iroquois Nations. It was the Indians who taught us about freedom. And now you know the rest of the story.